You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origins, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. This is Ashley Burgess, and it's the Perspectives Hour. You know, it's time to exercise the muscle of the mind. You know, most of us are bored in life. Nothing is interesting anymore. Nothing is thought-provoking, and nothing is outstanding. Everything is just the way it has to be. Boring and drear and no way of changing. You know, I feel that sometimes nobody understands you or doesn't understand me, and we're doomed to have no interesting conversation ever again. You know, however, though, Perspectives has come to rescue the people that need entertainment, excitement, and intelligent talk. The show is for intelligent, beautiful people that love life and realize its complex and humorous reality. Tonight, we are moving in the right direction of the intelligent and entertaining thought with provoking ideas with a dash of great intent. You know, film, television, and advertising really do shape the world that we live in more than we ever really imagine. You know, we as the population tend to buy things without truly realizing why we actually buy it. We take information and concepts from TV and film and put those in our daily lives. You know, some films have really shaped our generations, as well as some television shows have entertained us. They've taught us some life lessons, and they become a part of our own repertoire. You know, even commercials define time and space, and we remember them, and we even relate to them. You know, I have a bull terrier, and I talk about Buddy, my bull terrier, all the time on this show. And the cool thing is that Buddy is such a great dog, and I walk him all the time, and you have people that walk up, and they're normally between the ages of 50 to 70, maybe sometimes older, maybe a tad younger, and they say, wow, that's the Patton dog. General Patton had one of those dogs. Well, it wasn't until I did a little research online and realized that there was a film called Patton, and Patton actually came out in April of 1970, and it was written by Francis Ford Coppola. So it was a little, obviously, out of my generation, so I didn't see the attachment there. And then you have other people that walk up to Buddy and they say, wow, my gosh, that's the Budweiser dog. That's Spuds McKenzie. Whoa, does that dog drink beer, man? Does your dog drink beer? And you go, well, actually he does. And you kind of see where they're coming from because that's another generation where they were either watching TV with their parents or they were the parents drinking beer and watching the Budweiser commercials, which is pretty cool. And then you have that third generation of actual kids now that look at my dog and go, mommy, 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 can I pet the dog? Look, it's the Target dog, mom. It's a Target dog. So you see there's like these generations. So the first generation you have are watching this film called Patton that I still haven't seen. I know it got high reviews. I guess it got 8 out of 10 stars. I still haven't seen it. Then you have the Budweiser dog, and I think a lot of us can connect with that. Last but not least, you have the Target dog. And I think that's really cool because you see how generationally, especially through commercials and film, that's really shaped the way we see the world. And it kind of goes all the way across the board. We're not just talking about bull terriers here. We're talking about the way we live our life. You know, the cool thing is that last week we really heavily focused on film and its impact on our last three generations. You know, tonight we're going to really pursue and really peruse television and its impact on the generations, but more importantly, the personal impact on each individual with regards to how certain television shows really independently impacted you. You know, I want to take a look into the news as well and how news has changed throughout the years. You know, I remember watching the nightly news with my parents and, you know, I remember sitting there, mom would make dinner and you'd sit down and you'd watch the news and it was like the thing to do. And now, I don't even know when you would do that. I mean, you might catch it at the 10 o'clock news when you get home and you're getting a quick bite and you're changing the channel. But most of the time, people, they don't have to watch it at that exact time. They also can catch it on the net. They can catch it on their phones. You know, there's different ways of catching the news, as well as the news has really changed. At one point in time, it was different. It seemed like you were really getting the news. It seemed like you were getting all sides to a topic. And I just don't think that's just the same as it is now. You know, television is a very interesting phenomenon. You know, the shows that you liked, the shows that others like, if they're the same, it can bring you together. It can bring you closer together, and it can bridge a gap in a relationship. If you like a film or show and you actually religiously watch it, you can actually become closer friends. I know that sounds funny, but the other day I was in an appointment, and the icebreaker was talking about the Big Bang Theory. And the person that was talking to me was like, yeah, have you seen it? I was like, oh, yeah, I love the show. And I hadn't seen any of the new episodes, but it did bring us closer together because I totally like the characters and I totally like the plot. So in that situation, they see me as being similar, having a similar type of emotional outlet as they do, consequently. You know, tonight at the Studio Roundtable, we'll be discussing TV and the news and how it's impacting our life and how it's also changed really over time. You know, we'll also have time for callers to call in and tell us about their favorite TV shows. You know, the shows that you watched when you were growing up and the shows that made the biggest impact in your life. Tonight, Tammy Dombeck is joining us here in the studio, and I'm sure that you've seen her on the news for years. You know, you remember her at NBC, and for many of y'all, there wasn't a day that went by that you didn't see Tammy on the news, discussing traffic, and even entertainment. You know, stay tuned for later on. Tammy's going to be on here in a couple of segments. We're going to be discussing the news as well. And it's going to be kind of interesting. I think it's been a great show. And you won't miss a thing as well on the social calendar because you'll be catching out and about with Cynthia Smoot. She'll be on here later this evening to discuss what you don't want to miss over the holiday week because, you know, just because it's a holiday doesn't mean that there's really nothing to do. Also joining us is Stuart. Stuart Boslow is actually a two-time Emmy Award-winning producer who's going to come on the show, and he actually is in a position at KTXD now, and he's going to be discussing the news, how it's changed with Tammy, and we're going to be discussing, you know, really what's really changed in this world. I mean, things do change over time, but there is some serious movement, and I think the generations would have to agree with that. So stay tuned. We're going to catch all that when we come back. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to discuss the TV, our favorites, the news, how it's impacted our generation, as well as you can call in at 888-787-5543, 888-787-5543. I know I have about 110 responses from y'all in the last couple of days on your favorite shows and what you love, and I will ramble that off later on, but I'd love to have a call from you, too, and we can talk about it then. So call us throughout the hour to give us your perspective. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come right back, we're going to be talking to Stuart and Tammy. We're going to be discussing the news and how it's changed.
Have you ever wondered what a life coach is? You've heard the term, but what exactly is life coaching? Life coaching is a form of mentoring that takes the whole person into account. As a certified life coach, Ashley Burgess works to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her clients' lives. Ashley works with her clients to set and reach goals within all areas of their life. And by doing this, her clients experience success, happiness, and the life they've always dreamed of having. Finding success within all aspects of life is no easy task. It takes work and it takes practice. Live True Life Coaching is always at your own pace with proven results that last. Contact Live True Life Coaching at liveyourtruelife.org and fill out the form getting started. Live True Life Coaching. Start living your true life today. Start living your true life today at liveyourtruelife.org.